Hi there, I'm Lee, and this is Vision Eternity Ministries. And here we are talking about being ready, being that beautiful bride, standing there before our groom without spot or wrinkle. Let's acknowledge in Jesus. Thank you for making us so beautiful, so ready to stand before you that day to mirror who you are. Thank you for that work that you're doing in us. We love you, praise you, and give you all the glory. You're so good to us. And so, Jesus has been talking to me about being that beautiful bride without spot or wrinkle. And I said that. I said, Lord, I want to be that beautiful bride without spot or wrinkle. I was in heaven and I was sitting across the banquet table from him, the table that's talked about in the Word of God, and I had on that beautiful dress. On the way in, I saw my dress. It was hanging from, seemed like from the sky, and I knew it was mine. It was like magnified to me, and everybody around me was getting ready to sit with Jesus. And there was just such endless laughter and happy chatter. And so anyway, that's part of it. I just wanted to throw that in there. And so I was sitting there, and so I knew what it was like to be there. And I thought that I was good because I had come through so much that he brought me there. So I was good, but I didn't take it for granted. Every day I get up and I say, Lord, correct me, because he corrects those he loves and because he knows more than we do. And the closer and closer you get to him, the closer he brings you to that place of being that beautiful bride without spot or wrinkle. And notice that he's coming for us already in that place. Already in that place. And so here and now, you have to let him turn you into that bride without spot or wrinkle. And so, you know, I was praying that, and I said, I want to be that beautiful bride without spot or wrinkle, Lord. Like Peter, I'll go anywhere, I'll do anything. And he started taking me for my word. And he started showing me things in my life that were clinging to me, things of the world, Satan's like claw in me. And I was giving God permission. I said, okay, take it, take it. And as he started pulling, I don't know how to describe it other than like, you know, those little bugs that cling to your dog. I can't remember what they're called. But like they just hang on with everything they had. And that's what I felt like. That's what I felt like when he was cleansing me of those things. It felt as though, you know, it was just such a pull. And I also had a dream to match that where I was just pulling with everything I had to pull away from the enemy what he was trying to take from me. But in this place, I felt like God was saying that he was pulling those things off of me so that I could be that bride and be ready to move into the kingdom with him. We can't have the world attached to us. We can't be dependent on other things to be happy. We have to be totally dependent on Jesus. So if there's anything that you're clinging to, he's going to pull it off. I heard him say to me, Lord, please take away those wrinkles. I was driving. And, you know, I thought about people have been bringing to my attention, you know, wrinkles. And I've noticed when I look in the mirror, I have more wrinkles and more wrinkles. And it just seems to actually have happened overnight. And I am aware of some things that people do to get rid of their wrinkles. And it's painful. Some of the things I've read, they do some painful things just to get rid of those wrinkles. And really, Some of the things I've seen, people are taking a chance of coming out looking totally different and really maybe even somewhat, I don't know a better word than weird, deformed. And so anyway, Jesus sees our flaws. He sees our the things that need to be fixed. Like we see in the world, we see our wrinkles. He sees our spiritual spots and wrinkles. Jesus said, be perfect as your Father is perfect. Imitate him. Be like him. Grow up. And so really that is what this is about, growing up and being like him so that we can fit into the kingdom, so that we can move in. We can't come as we are. We can come as we are, yes, now, and he's going to recreate us in his likeness and pull the world off of us, pull off those strongholds the enemy is putting on us, the things that he's trying to get us to love more than God, which is his mark, the mark of the beast. So it says that Christ demonstrated to us his bride. He died for us, sacrificing himself to make us holy and pure. He put himself aside to make us holy and pure, cleansing us through the showering of the pure water of the Word of God, using the Word to purify us, to show us his spoken Word that he speaks to your heart, and the Word of God. All that he does is designed to make us mature, a mature church, for his pleasure, until we become a source of praise to him. Until we become a source of praise to him. Glorious and radiant, beautiful and holy, without fault or flaw. And then it says the Greek word for radiance, and that it means gorgeous, honorable, esteemed, splendid, infused with glory. This is what Christ's love will do to you. This is what his love will do to you, make you beautiful, glorious, radiant. And that's what he showed me when we walked towards him that day. We're going to reflect him, his beauty, his glory, his radiance. When I was in heaven with him, I realized the way he looked at me and loved me. I was a Cinderella. And I want to be a Cinderella now that he showed me what a Cinderella is. He's so wonderful, so beautiful, so glorious, so radiant. That's him. And he wants us to look like that. He wants us to look like him. And so it's painful. It's painful to let go of things that you've depended upon your whole life, thinking, this is it. This makes me happy. And if it makes you happier than getting up and being with him, then it has to be removed. Maybe just for a time. But the reason it needs to be removed is because it's poisoning you. It has you. You don't have it. The things of the world, you know, the things around us can't have us. We have to have it. It's for our pleasure, not for it to control us. And that's what Satan does. He wants to control you with things, with stuff. And that's his intention. And then he puts his mark on you. And then you're called his. And you move in with him rather than Jesus. So that's why it's so important to get rid of the sin. Because the sin is something you put before God. A rejection to him. Disobedience to him because you have this other thing that you want more than you want him. It has to be done away with for you to be a Cinderella, for you to be that prince, princess, for you to be that bride without spot or wrinkle standing before him that day. You'll be so glad that you took the time to do his will. And he's not going to say to you, away from me, I never knew you. Because you're his. You're glorious. You're radiant on the inside, which will overflow and sparkle on the outside. He's so amazing. He's so wonderful. He loves you so much. Let's pray. Jesus, make us that bride. Take that stuff off of us that's poisoning us. What's holding us back and keeping us in bondage. We're asking you to free us of this world. Free us, bring us to that place where we're ready to stand before you. We're ready to hear you say, well done, that good and faithful servant. You look like me. You did the will of my Father. You prepared the way for me. Thank you, Jesus. I hope that you prayed that prayer with me. You want to be a Cinderella, a real Cinderella, that bride without spot or wrinkle. All those wrinkles gone. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.